shout hallelujah every day.
It's Friday, and welcome to the healing episode of our daily devotional and inspirational podcast. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, get a bottle of water, mantle, or faith item that you can. We are going to pray, connecting with the Holy Spirit for a divine visitation today in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for connecting this morning in Jesus' name. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Luke chapter 13 verses 10 through 17. Bible says, on a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, don't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Hallelujah. We learn many things about Jesus, his nature and power in the Gospels, the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because Jesus was God in the flesh, at the same time that we learn from the life of Jesus what God himself is like. Child of God, throughout the Gospel, we see Jesus healing the sick. He had compassion on the afflicted, those tormented by sicknesses and evil spirits, and he would heal and deliver them all. This story that we read in the Gospel leaves us with an undeniable truth that God in heaven is concerned about you too. Child of God, the poor woman in the Bible story had suffered for 18 years. She was crippled. She wanted to walk again. She wanted to be like other people. I believe so much that she wanted to be able to take care of herself. She was not only crippled, but she was bent over so she could not straighten up. She was in a very difficult and humiliating condition. For many, many years, she wanted to stand up straight and walk again. But then, the situation was not helping her. The story tells us that this was caused by the devil. It was an evil spirit that was attacking her body and holding her in that crippled position. The Bible does not tell us how she found herself in that condition. We don't know why all the pain came upon her life. All we know was that the devil was doing everything in his power to afflict her and destroy her. Child of God, when Jesus comes to us, it is not so important how, when, why we are in such condition that we found ourselves in. Jesus comes to us in compassion and in his grace. He comes to heal and to deliver us. He is full of compassion and he passes our way with the purpose of setting us free. Listen to me. If a person is bound by the devil, when that person meets Jesus and call on his name, he is there with all the power of heaven to heal such person and deliver such person. We all need Jesus' help. If sick, Jesus is there to heal the broken bodies. If bound by some other mental affliction or physical addiction, Jesus comes to set free. Jesus said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Jesus comes to set us free. He comes to make us whole. He brought the kingdom of God to earth to reveal to us what it is like to submit to the rule of God Almighty. He was showing to us what it is like when we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts also. When we submit to the rule of Jesus over our lives, we enter the kingdom of God, and by faith, we experience the blessing of being in that kingdom. Child of God, in his kingdom, there's liberty. This is why Jesus told that woman she's free from all infirmity. This is why Jesus wants to speak freedom into your life. Let me encourage you today, child of God. If the devil had afflicted you in the past, God's Son is ready to set you free. Hallelujah. The kingdom power is available to heal, to deliver. The name of Jesus is quick and powerful. Child of God, he wants to straighten out your life today. He wants to give you a life that honors God. The Bible says, then he put his hand on her. Immediately she straightened up and praised God. Jesus wants to lay his healing hand upon your life, upon your family, upon your business, upon all that concerns you, and make you well in body, mind, and soul, even financially. He wants to hear your praises of thanksgiving and all that he has done for you. Therefore, I pray today, the hand of Jesus be stretched upon you. As Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, the Lord heal you today. The Lord cast out of your life every strange and evil deposit, any tears and pain, any sorrow, any mark of affliction, fibroid, tubal blockages, heart problems, kidney problems, blood problems, any disease, any infirmity, with a name, be cleansed, be cleansed, be cleansed in the name of Jesus. Any negativity in your life, as you shout Jesus 7 times, let them be rooted out of your body in the mighty name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Spirit penetrate and bring perfect healing in your matter in the name of Jesus. Let the river of living water, the Holy Ghost, move upon your body, move upon all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. I command the fountain, the source of any problem, dry up now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, pass through the water and the faith item. I declare that from this moment henceforth, anything, anywhere the faith item or water is used, I declare healing will take place in the name of Jesus. Battles will cease in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I declare the faith items in your hands blessed and powered by the blood of Jesus. It is settled. Child of God, use the water, drink of it, and of course, wash any affected part of the body. You can also use the faith item for what you trust God to do. Receive your miracle today. It is settled again in Jesus' name. I must say, happy birthday and happy wedding anniversary to those born on this date and those having memorable events today. We celebrate with you. God bless you. God do something glorious in your life. Celebration will not cease in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, if you appreciate this podcast message, please share with as many as possible. You may just touch someone's heart today and forever. God bless your day and all that concerns you. Thanks for rebroadcasting the messages across the globe. Your effort keeps the message online. Please feel free to contact us on the mobile lines announced at the end of this message, or visit our website, www.hallelujaheveryday.org. You can also connect with us on WhatsApp for more details on how you can be part of the Daily Devotional Podcast. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.